So when we try to preach to Mayavadis, should or can we hear their philosophy? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened from Sarvabhauma, but if we hear something, our heart becomes hollow. Yes, again, this is a matter of strategy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already very exalted, very spiritually advanced, very intellectually astute, and he was not affected by Mayavadi philosophy. So, whether we can or whether we should hear Mayavadi philosophy, usually we should not. So, here also we need to differentiate. Most people may be under Mayavad influence, but they are not really Mayavadis. That means they have heard some impersonal sounding power, sounding stuff, and they are simply repeating that. So, people who are in a Mayavadi influence, we just give some basic philosophical arguments to them, they will understand that, oh, God ultimately is not impersonal, he is personal. And they'll accept it. So we shouldn't label people as Mayavadi just because the first sound, possibly the first sound bite that comes out of their mouth is impersonal. So we should give them the benefit of doubt. And we can assume that they are under Mayavadi influence. And we try to give them understanding of how the complete understanding of our spiritual is that he is both personal and impersonal, not just impersonal. And the personal understanding is the highest understanding. So usually, if we objectively present based on scripture, people will accept it. But if somebody is very deeply committed to Mayavadi, and I studied many books of Mayavadi, and is giving Mayavadi logic, and trying to quote scripture and interpret, then it is best for us to keep the distance. Maybe connect them with some senior devotees who may be able to answer their questions. Usually, hearing from Mayavadis, that can contaminate us. Especially if they are committed to a particular school of thought. Then it's not just Mayavadi. Any school of thought, if somebody is very committed to that school of thought, then they will come up with all kinds of arguments which we may not be able to come. It's not that they are right and we are wrong, or that we are afraid of their philosophy. It's just that we may not be skilled to fight. See, logic is also like a weapon. And just as a weapon can be used by somebody on the side of right, or somebody on the side of wrong. You know, if a terrorist has a machine gun and is an expert shooter, and there's a law protecting policy, a person has a gun, but if that person is not trained enough to shoot accurately, the terrorist will hit it, the terrorist will kill. So logic is like a weapon. And sometimes a person who may be not propagating the correct understanding, that person may be more skilled in logic than us. So they may baffle us by their logic. So logic can be used to propagate the cause of truth. Logic can also be used to propagate things which are not correct also. So if you find somebody is too committed to Mayavada and using all kinds of arguments to try to support Mayavada, at that time it's best not to hear from them, but to connect them with some senior devotee and let them deal with them. But we should not judge people as Mayavadis just because they are speaking some impersonal thing. They will just under Mayavada influence, and if they are given proper understanding, they are often amenable to becoming transformed.